This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 53. To memorize or not to memorize? That is the question.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's episode, you'll hear about a big mistake that one IELTS test taker made and how to avoid this mistake yourself. Would you like to know exactly what the examiner wants on the IELTS speaking test? You can find out in our free downloadable cheat sheet if you go right now to allearsenglish.com/evaluation. That's allearsenglish.com/evaluation. Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay. Good and bad. I can say good with a question mark.
Good and bad. Do you have an update for our listeners on the knee? What happened with the knee?
Yes, I had my MRI a couple days ago, and it turns out my ACL, that tendon, that ligament in the middle of my knee is completely gone. Completely
just snapped.
Pow! Snapped. Yeah. So if I ever want to, you know, like have fun again, running and playing soccer and whatnot, I have to have surgery.
Oh, no. What a bummer.
Oh. I know. And at the beginning of the summer. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Just when you want to be outside, you want to be biking. Can you still bike or no?
No. I can ride a stationary bike. I asked him if I could bike commute because, you know, we talk about biking a lot. I ride my bike everywhere. Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, can I still like bike commute, just ride to work or whatever? And the doctor said, probably not, because I might put the bad leg down to catch myself or something at a stoplight, and my knee could just like blah, blah, blah.
Oh, God, that sounds horrible. Yeah.
Super scary.
No. Right, because it's not supporting. There are no tendons there anymore. It's not supporting. I see. Oh, yeah. God, horrible. I'm sorry to hear that.
Know. You know? That's okay. I'll deal with it. It's fine. I can still walk, you know.
All right. Well, that's the important thing. As long as you can walk.
Could be worse.
Yeah. I wonder if any of our listeners have had any major sports injuries or anything like that. I think it happens to a lot of active people. So
totally. Yeah. Especially the knees, I think, are really, get injured a lot. So if anyone has some inspiring recovery stories for me, let me know.
Yeah. And injuries like this always make for great personal stories, which we know those are great on the IELTS exam, right? So who knows?
True.
Maybe at some point, if you guys have been injured in any way, if you have a chance to work that into any of the speaking questions, I don't know, maybe, right?
No, but you totally could. Like there could be a part one or part two question about playing sports or a time when you got injured in the past. I could definitely see that on the exam.
Yeah, absolutely. And with such a visceral experience, we can really recount that with a lot of enthusiasm, I think.
That is a great word, visceral.
Yeah, that's a good one. Million dollar word.
Totally. So it comes from viscera, right? Like the guts, like you're in the inside of your stomach, right?
Yeah.
We talk about having guts, like being brave, right? And so visceral is like, how would you describe it? Like it's an experience that you feel in your whole body.
In your body, right? You're literally experiencing it physically. That's how I would describe that intense physical experience. Yeah.
Such a good word. That, oh my gosh, guys, band score 9 word. Write it
ding,
down.
Ding, ding. Write it down, guys. Everyone, write it down
so
right
awesome.
Now.
I'm going to use that in conversation today. I'm excited. Okay. Wow. We've been chatting a while, Lindsay. Let's get to the IELTS point.
Let's get down to business, IELTS business. So, Jessica, what are we talking about today?
Okay. So, guys, I can't tell you how I know this, but recently on one of the IELTS exams, there was a question about like global warming. It was an environmental question. Okay. And one candidate, wrote an essay about his, how to achieve success in life.
Oh boy.
Does that make sense to you?
Doesn't sound like he answered the question very well, right?
Not in the least, not even close. So what he did was, memorize a whole essay about success in life, about that specific topic. He memorized the whole essay, and then he just came into the test, didn't even read the question, I guess, and then just wrote that essay that he had memorized.
Wow, this is incredible. This is incredible. Yeah. So if any of you guys are planning to do this or have done this or thinking about doing this, don't do it. This is your warning today.
Oh my God, it is such a mistake. So I'll tell you guys exactly what happens if you do that, okay? First of all, you don't know what the topic is going to be. It is impossible to predict what the topic is going to be. So the chance that you are memorizing the right topic is like one in a billion, you know? Like, seriously. Yeah. So what happens to your score if you do that, okay? Because some people are like, well, I could still get a good, you know, vocabulary and grammar score or whatever. So if you are off completely off topic like that, you get a 1 for task response. You get a 2 for cohesion and coherence because you're not, it doesn't make sense. You're not talking about the topic. For vocabulary, you get a 4 because your vocabulary is not connected to the topic.
Oh, yeah.
Grammar, you can still get a 6 or a 7 in grammar, but your whole, like the average, right? Your whole score is going to be
like
what?
A 3.
A 3. Yeah.
Okay. Not a good plan. Not the smartest plan. Yeah. Yeah.
I can believe that. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Okay. So the question is then, you know, is memorizing always wrong?
Right. Because I know, Jessica, a lot of our listeners, a lot of people taking IELTS, right, in their home, in their upbringings, right, when they were growing up, when they were going to school, I'm sure that memorization was a huge part of the education system. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of what some of our listeners are probably programmed to do. They have that sense of that's how we learn. So what actually can we memorize? What can we memorize and how could we use memorization on the test? If you want to reduce your anxiety and get confident for the IELTS speaking test, you need to know exactly what the examiner wants on the IELTS speaking test to get a 7 or higher. So go right now to get our free IELTS cheat sheet to find out what the examiner wants. Go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation. That's allearsenglish.com/evaluation.
Well, certainly memorization plays a big part of studying, right? It has to. Yeah. So the way you were schooled, that could be a verb, the way you were schooled, that sort of like rote memorization and memorizing a bunch of stuff and spitting it out on the test and forgetting it is not awesome, but it's a skill that you can use to good effect. So what you can memorize is like the essay structure, for example.
Okay.
What kind of information do you need in the introduction, the body, the conclusion? What information do you need in task 1? Those sort of structures you must memorize, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I would imagine that we could also memorize strategies and systems, right? 3-step plans for each part of the test, right?
<For sure. laughs>
Which is what we offer in our course, of course. But yeah, so that's the idea.
Totally.
What to actually do.
Mm-hmm. If you could, find a system like the ones that we teach in our course, or, you know, if you find another system that works for you, you could just have it be very simple steps, you know, 3 steps for each section or a basic strategy to tackle the difficult parts of the test. That's what's going to That's what's going to keep you from panicking. That is what is going to really help you get the best score possible, having these tools in place. And as far as like speaking and writing, there are definite phrases like linking words and high level vocabulary phrases that you should memorize.
Yeah. Phrasal verbs, right? Mm. So idioms that we've done on this show before.
Exactly. Words like visceral. I think
that's a great one.
You know, like every podcast, usually you say a word that I'm just like, oh, that's a perfect like IELTS word.
Yeah.
So if you guys, if our listeners just write down one word every episode, you know,
right?
They could memorize that.
Yeah, totally. That's the memorizing that will actually get you that score you need. But I would imagine we also need to take it one step further, right, Jessica, and take that memorized word and go out and make sure that we practice it in writing or speaking.
That's a good point. Yeah. So guys, think of language as like having two directions. One is in, one is out. One goes in your head, one comes out your mouth or hand.
Yeah,
you're right. I mean?
So
like just having it unidirectional, like one direction is not enough. Okay.
Right.
So maybe it'll help you on the listening or reading because that's the direction the language is going. It's going in your head. But when it comes to speaking and writing, you must be able to produce it. You must be able to push it out and use it also, or else it's not going to magically happen on the test. You have to practice both directions before the test.
I like that. That's an important way to look at it. We can't just have it be one directional. It's got to come both ways. I mean, so it sounds like there is a place for memorization, but just not memorizing an entire essay. I mean, think about time that took or how much work that student could have spent that time, valuable time, you know, memorizing a three-step system, a strategy, idioms, right?
I was just going to make the same point. That's exactly right. Like, how long would it take you to memorize a 250 word essay, like word for word?
I mean, that sounds miserable. So probably it would take me longer than people who grew up in an education system where it was emphasized more, right?
True.
But either way, it takes time and it sounds painful.
Yeah. Boring and time consuming, and it'll get you a 3. So there's really no reason to do that.
Yeah. And we like we like to talk about how to best use our time when we prepare and use our time in a smart way. And the smart way is memorizing other things that we've talked about today, not that essay.
Exactly. So learn from this poor person's mistake. Don't even try that.
Don't even try. Awesome. Great gem of wisdom today. Thanks for bringing that to the table, Jessica.
Our pleasure. Thank you to that student that gave me the idea.
All right. Excellent. Have a good one. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good
day. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.